we recently found out that the North Korean missiles can reach Alaska, and we're being told that out of the last 18 tests, it only worked 10 times. That has to be addressed, doesn't it?
The last test, which was May 30th, was a successful test. I think we're all waking up to the reality of a North Korea that is cause for alarm. And when I say alarm, I don't mean that, you know, we all move under the table. We have a young leader over there who feels like he has something to prove. He has tested missiles at a level and an intensity of a pace that we didn't see with his father. Making sure that we as a nation are working to treat this threat with the seriousness that it demands is important. We know that in Alaska, we have, because of our geography, a resource. I'll call it a resource because that's what I view our ground-based missile defense outside of Greeley. That resource is being enhanced by the long-range discrimination radar that is being put into clear Air Force Base just outside of Fairbanks. I think it's important to show that we have that level of coverage not for Alaska necessarily, but for the nation as a whole. And that's why our geography serves us so well, because we will be that umbrella. There's been a lot of speculation in the past few days since the 4th of July as to what exactly do we do? Continue to direct sanctions? Those don't seem to have generated much attention. There needs to be greater pressure on China to utilize their relationship with North Korea. And I think that takes a broader effort beyond just President Trump visiting and making sure that President Xi is with us on this. This takes a broader worldwide effort. Maybe this is what precipitates that broader level of engagement from other nations to weigh in. The threat to those who are on that line between North and South Korea is one that I'm very troubled by. I have not had an opportunity to be briefed on this since it was also so fresh just for 4th of July. About 6 or 7 weeks or so ago, we did have a briefing with the executive about the concerns with North Korea. So my hope is that this next week, that will be one of our initial priorities.
I'd just like to say that I hope that you're able to keep your commitment to not defund Planned Parenthood. That's really important to me. And I also take note of your pointing out what is so unsustainable about the current program for healthcare, and will be even more so in a negative direction with the Republican proposal. I think that the high costs of healthcare are something that have been addressed by other nations with pretty good outcomes relative to the United States in terms of people's health. And although there's only 30% of the population now that favors a single payer system, I would encourage you to be open-minded about exploring those possibilities as that percentage increases.
On the Planned Parenthood piece, because that is something that comes up just about everywhere I go, and there are some who sport the pink shirts, and thank you for your advocacy. Access in Alaska is challenging. And so when you take away access, you need to look really critically at why you're taking that away. And when you say to one entity alone, that the Medicaid dollars that follow a woman can't follow her to Planned Parenthood, they can follow her to other facilities, but they can't follow her. So you're basically taking away her choice to go to the provider that she wants, which is wrong. And you're taking away access in an area where we're already limited with our access. I want to make sure that the women and the men who utilize the services at Planned Parenthood are able to go to a place where there is a level of affordability, where there is a level of care that can be given that day, that week, making sure that we're only going forward in terms of improving access has got to be a priority, and particularly for women's health care needs. So making sure that the support continues for Planned Parenthood is important. I have said from the get-go that this whole issue of defund, not allowing for the Medicaid reimbursement, this has no business in a health care reform bill. And I remain committed to that. So thanks.
Thank you.